There's a famous story about Rabbi Saul Salanta that he came to town and the Shmuel was that he knew how to say a good shiur. So he told them in advance he's going to send them Marmakamos. So he sent them Marmakamos. So some of the people wanted to make a late sunnis out of him. They thought he didn't know how to learn so well. So they decided they're going to switch to Marmakamos on him. So they put in front of him another set of Marmakamos. He gets up to say the shiur and he sees there's another set of Marmakamos which he hadn't prepared. So he realized they were trying to make the sunnis out of him. So he went ahead and said the original shiur that he was going to say using the new Marmakamos. That was already quite a hot. So Dr. Belton almost told us one of me also that he switched to a little Khalifa Shava Shava to Marmakamos. So I can't say that I'm going to pull off such a stunt. At least I'll say the Marmakamos on the shiur that it says in front of me. So I thought it's chaval not to say the shiur, even though it wasn't the original intention for the shiur, but I still think it's chaval not to say it for two reasons. First of all, Lechus Chol HaMoed is a very important sugya l'maaseh. Number two, a lot of people have it on their mind these days. Those are learning Daf Yomi, these imamish, all the rayas, all the sugyas really appear in Maseches HaMoed Katan. So we'll talk a little bit about today about the sugya Lechus Chol HaMoed. So Lechus Chol HaMoed is a very difficult sugya. All the details of Lechus Chol HaMoed are very, very difficult. Those are learning Moed Katan. You already see why it's difficult. You have to first figure out all the materials, and then you try to figure out what in the world the rules are. But we're not going to talk about in terms of the details, we're going to talk about the more general, more global, basic question. Before you even begin to discuss the details of Lechus Chol HaMoed, you have to know what you're dealing with. Are you dealing with something which is awesome in a Torah, or are you dealing with something which is awesome in the Rabbanan? So this basic, fundamental question really permeates throughout the Masechta, throughout Masechta's Maikota, Sugya's Masechta's Chagiga, and really is the most basic introductory Sugya to learning Masechta's Maikota, not discuss anything about Chol HaMoed. So we're going to begin the sugya. The first of the Marmakamos is the Tosos of Maseches Chagiga, Adash Yitcheh Tamer Aleph. It's a long Tosos. At the very, very end of the Tosos, Tosos quotes the following. Techein Pirush HaRivah, B'Shem Rabbeinu, the Rivah, the Malachah of Moed Midirabanan. That the whole prohibition of Malachah Chol HaMoed, Hakol Mikol Kol, is only prohibited Midirabanan. In contrast to other Rishon who claim that in fact it was Diraisa, so like a parish of Ben Shmuel, Shapirish Brav Ipsachim, in contrast to Rashbam, who explained the Maseches Ipsachim, a very difficult Gemara, where the Gemara says, Gabi Kol Mevazah Samuados, the Gemara makes a statement that Kol Mevazah Samuados, anyone who treats the Muadim disrespectfully, is Kilo Oidir of Erezara, as if the person is an idol worshiper. The Gemara comments in the Pasuk, because it says, Elohei Masichol Osah Salach, Ischag HaMasos Tishmo, Shivas Yom Tuch HaMasos, the Torah compares the concept of celebrating the Moed or honoring the Moed right after Smichat HaPsukim is juxtaposed right immediately following the Issur of Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara has that startling statement called Mevazah Samuradah Skil Ovid Avodah Zarah. So what do the words mean, Mevazah Samuradah? So the Rashbam in Psachim makes an even more startling statement. The Rashbam says, Kol Mevazah Samuradah, I can't be referring to Yom Tov itself. Means it sounds like Chazal are trying to really, really build up the prohibition. So they're telling you, don't think this is a light prohibition. This is very, very serious. It's Kilo Avodah Zarah. You need Chazal to tell you that about Yom Tov? Yom Tov is Torah says Mefarish. Kol Melechus Avod Lasasi. Now I do Melech on Yom Tov. So you don't need statement of Kol Mevazah Samuradah Kilo Avodah Zarah. So the Rashbam learns Kol Mevazah Samuradah doesn't refer to Yom Tov. It refers to Chol HaMoed. Pshuto Kemashmo HaMoed. HaMoed here means the days of Chol HaMoed, not the days of Yom Tov proper. So according to the Rashbam, the Gemara is saying a very, very strong statement, a very hard statement about Melechus Chol HaMoed. They call him a vaza samuados. Anyone who does Melech and Chol HaMoed is ki'ilu avid avid zara. So if that's true, says Tosfos, if that's the pshat in that Maimon Chazal, so it's clearly taking a statement that Melechus Chol HaMoed is also midaraisa. Whatever is also on it, we don't know yet what some of the guidelines was also with mutar, but whatever is prohibited on Chol HaMoed would be in fact in a deraisa, according to the Rashbam. But that's what the Gemara is quoting a pasuk, was comparing it to a Vedizara. So, lechora, the Gemara means that it's really a deraisa. So the Rivam rejects this pshat. The Rivam says that cannot possibly be what the Gemara is referring to, because the Rivam is working with the assumption that the whole Malach is Chol HaMoed. It's only Midrabanan. The whole institution of not doing Malach and Chol HaMoed was made up by the Chacham. It doesn't appear in the Chumash. The Chumash never says, Kol Malach is Aved L'Sasu vis-a-vis Chol HaMoed. So the whole list is only Midrabanan. It's hard to believe that the Gemara is going to use such a shtark alosh in Kol Mevada as Midrabanan, Kol Aved L'Zara, can't be. So Machoik is a Rishonim. Is Malach is Chol HaMoed Dirais or is it Midrabanan? The obvious problem, according to the Rivam and the Rivah, so what does the Gemara mean? Kol Mevazah Samuados. If it doesn't mean like the Rashbam, so what does it mean? So the Rambam has a totally different take on what that Gemara means. The Rambam in the second of the Marmakamos, in the Chizyom to Perek Vavalach at the Zayin, the Rambam writes, Kishem she mitzvah lechavit Shabbos ulanga. I think a little bit of what the original shiur was supposed to be. Just as there's a mitzvah of being mechavit Shabbos, we spoke about in the previous shiurim, about getting ready for Shabbos on time, doing things before Shabbos to respect Shabbos, ula unga, and to enjoy on Shabbos itself. Kach kol yamim tovim. So too, all the yamim tovim have the mitzvahs of kavod and oneg, according to the Rambam. Shenema l'gdeish Hashem l'chubod, v'chol yamim tovim nema ben mikra kodesh. Whenever there's a mitzvah mikra kodesh, mikra kodesh means kavod, which means preparations before, according to the Graz, reading of the Rambam, and it means oneg, which means enjoyment on Shabbos itself. V'kfar b'yanu akibud ve'eveh oneg v'ilcha Shabbos. V'chein roi la'odom shlo yisar ba'ad yom tovim mera minchol ma'alav ke'er Shabbos, shedovah ze b'chol ha'kavod. So too, one should be careful not to eat late in the afternoon on Erev Yom Tov, because that would be a violation of kavod. And in this context comes the Rambam and says, v'chol ha'mavaz, ha'samaradol, kilu nitzvol yavad zorah. Anyone who is treats the Yom Tovim disrespectfully is as if he is worshipping Avad Zorah. So the Rambam clearly is paraphrasing that Gemara Maseches Pesachim, on Daf Kuf Yud Ches, that the Rashbam understood as referring to Meleches Chol HaMoed. The Rambam understood as referring nothing to do with Malacha. It has to do with Kavod and Einik. It has to do with not treating the Yom Tovim respectfully. So both the Rambam and the Rashbam are bought with the question that Chazal couldn't possibly have been speaking about not doing Malacha. You can't say about the Yisrael Malacha and Yom Tov, it's Kilu Nitlo Alevod Zorah. The Yisrael Malacha, we know there's an Yisrael Malacha and Yom Tov. It's a Deraisa. It's a Seiru, Shechei Malkus, Komalach Zavid Lasasa. What do you need that mind of Chazal to throw the book at you and to say, Kilu Oved Avod Zorah? It must be the Chazal are talking about. Whenever Chazal used that Lashon, Kilu, you did such and such, it's talking about something which superficially appears to be a very low-level type of din, and we're really building it up for you. Don't think it's a very low-level type of din. It's really, really, very serious. That's what kola, like Lamasha kola, kayes kilo avir avidazara. So kaas, in the hierarchy of halacha, so kaas is not in its akaris, it's not in its amisa's based din. So come chazal and say, kola kayes kilo avidazara. Don't think the kaas is a light thing. It's very, very serious, and it smacks a little bit of shevet of avidazara. So too, kol avadah samuadah. Don't think that this aspect of yishmiras hayom tif is very, very calm. It really has a certain chumra to it, kilu avid avid azar. So what is that aspect of yishmiras hayom tif that seems to be calm? It can't be malach and yom, but that's not calm. That's in this malchus. So it must be something else. So whereas the Rashbam saw that was referring to chol hamoed, the Rambam and the Rivam, all these other Rishonim were maintaining that Malachas Chol HaMoed is only Midrabanan, so they're learning that that statement is not referring to Malach on Yom Tov, it's not referring to Malach on Chol HaMoed, it's referring to not having a nice meal on Yom Tov, it's referring to not preparing the house properly before Yom Tov, it refers to Bittul of the Mitzvah Kavod Einik, Bittul of the Mitzvah Einik Yom Tov. So that's a totally different take on the Gemara, a totally different twist on that sugya of Chol HaMavazos and Mo'azos. So getting back to our sugya in terms of Chol HaMoed, the end of the day, there's a machoikis of Rishonim, machoikis 2 days in Tos, machoikis of Rabbah, mother Rishonim, is malachas chol hamoed derayis or derabbanim. So the chari can bring any rayas, or any rayas from the Gemara itself. So there was a raya in today's Daf Yomi, where the Gemara throws out the phrase, malachas chol hamoed derayis. The only problem is, you can't tell 100% whether the Gemara means a real derayis, or the Gemara means an asmach to the alma, that means it's something which has a remez in the pasuk that's alluded to in the pasuk, but it doesn't really mean deraisa. Sometimes, in the particular context, as we learned, if you don't remember the particular context of the Gemara is contrasting Chol HaMoed and Avelos. So the Gemara says, Chol HaMoed is a deraisa, and Avelos, probably the Rabbanan. You can't exactly tell whether the Gemara means a real McCoy deraisa, the real bona fide deraisa, the Gemara just means an asmach to the alma. But there is a Yushalmi that all the Rishonim discuss, which really has to be understood in light of this machlokes, whether Malachas Chol HaMoed is deraisa or not. So the Rishalmi is the third in the Mamakomos. It appears in Maseches Ma'akotan in the second parak in Halacha Gimel. Rabbi Bo Bar Mamal. The name Rabbi Bo Bar Mamal in the Bavli he also appears. But in the Bavli appears as Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal. So I guess they call him by his nickname, Rabbi Bo. You have that a lot. You have like Rabbi Abdin in the Bavli, it's Rabbi Bun in the Yerushalmi. So I guess the Aleph got swallowed up. I know those were experts in the different dialects in Aramaic. I can explain to you why that's true. But Lamais, it's the same person. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal made the following statement. Ilu hayali misha yimna imi. If there would be someone who would join me, if someone would jump on my bandwagon, someone would come along with me, he tied the sar b'chor lihishokal b'litra. That would have been matir, a very complicated shah. We're not going to talk about this right now. Some shah l'chus b'choros. When you have a b'chor that gets a mum, and that loses kedusha, but it's still a partial kedusha. When you sell it, you have to you're not allowed to sell it by weight. A whole complicated suya again. We'll leave this out for now. But the Abba Momo says that Li Yitzuya, he would have the kayak. Somebody would come along with him. So he would say that the following act is mutter. Even though everyone was being nizer on it, there's a Mishnah that says you're not allowed to do it. So he would have been mutter. And that's not what interests us right now. What interests us is the next one. The Tarati Sheyu Osin Malacha B'chalo Shamayin. And he says, and if you'd also asked me, says Rabbi Abba Momo, I would have been not there. Issa Malachas Chalamayin. I would have told people things that will work in Chalamayin. Why? What in the world is the common denominator between these two statements? So he says, Lo, I'm sorry, Klum Asu Besar Bechor Ali Shaka Balitra Bo Kadeshu Mochanus of the Zol and Malim and Allah Mochanus of the Yoker. So again, leaving out the details of this din of Bechor, but the purpose of the particular halacha was to protect the covenant of the Besar HaKashim, and people are misusing it, and they're accomplishing the exact opposite. That's what the Abba Mamo is saying, is that I, if it was up to me, if I had the koyach, I would be mevatel this particular halacha, because it's not accomplishing anything. Not is it not accomplishing anything, for kid it's having the exact opposite result. And now we get back to Chol HaMoed. Klum os b'lasos b'locha b'chol HaMoed. Why is it that you're not allowed to do malach and chalamayid? Like kadeshu oichlin v'shosin v'yegeim b'torah. The whole purpose of not going to work on chalamayid is that a person should fulfill simchus yomtiv. He should eat and he should drink and he should then sit and learn Torah like a shtip v'chati lachem and chati lashem. That was the whole purpose of asir malach and chalamayid. What happens? V'inun ochlin v'shosin u'pochazin. Says I can't exactly translate pochazin, but I can guarantee you that it's the antithesis of yegeim b'torah. So comes the Rishami and says that what are people doing in Chol HaMoed? They're not going to work. They're staying home and they're eating and they're drinking and they're partying and they're doing things which are perhaps inappropriate, which forget about not in the spirit of Chol HaMoed and not in the spirit of anything which has to do with Torah and Mitzvot. So Rabbi Abba Momo is bemoaning the fact that Nebuch, the Issa Malach and Chol HaMoed is accomplishing the exact opposite of what it was supposed to accomplish. The mice of the Abba Momo never get around to being Mevat of the Issa of Malach and Chol HaMoed, so we still have it. But Rabbi Abba Momo is just bemoaning the fact that it's not really appropriate anymore, that somehow it's not accomplishing what it's supposed to accomplish. It's interesting. The same lashon that the Yushami has and Rabbi Abba Momo has concerning this Isser of Malach and Chol HaMoed, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes the same lashon from a group of Acharim in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. The Mishnah Berurah says, quotes from some Acharim will say, if it would be up to them, they would tell people they can learn on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because the whole purpose of not learning on Tisha B'Av is to enable people to be misapel on the Churban. So what happens? You can't learn. So what do? So you play cards. You play Monopoly. You do something else. You sit, you schmooze. So forget it. It's having the exact opposite effect. So therefore, the Gut Vachrim says, like Rav Abba Momo Nebuch, we're bemoaning the fact that the whole halacha was instituted to accomplish X, and now it's not only not accomplishing X, but it's accomplishing Y, which is the antithesis of X. So what we showed him, a bottom of this Yushalmi. What in the world did Rabbi Abba Momo mean with this statement? That if it would have been up to him, if we would just get somebody to join on, So he would have been Mevata Malachas Chol HaMoed. What kind of statement is that? What's the nature of Malachas Chol HaMoed in the first place in order for Rabbi Abba Momo to even dream of being Mevata it? If Malachas Chol HaMoed is Deraisa, if the Torah Gufa Asim Malachas Chol HaMoed, so how can you make such a statement? Even in a joke, how can you even bemoan such a statement? Can you imagine an Amori getting up and saying that the whole purpose of not going to work on Shabbos is that people should be involved in Ruchnias and learning Torah? And if it would be up to me, since no one's being involved in Ruchnias and Torah, I would tell people that you're going to work on Shabbos. What kind of statement is that? The Torah says, Osasakam Alacha. So whatever the background, whatever the reason, whatever the philosophy is it, so if it's never not accomplishing its purpose, so then you educate the people. You're not the Vassal of Alacha. That's not the way we work. So how can Rabbi Yom Ramal make such a statement that in Malachas Chol HaMoed is Deraisa? What kind of wild statement is that? That I would have been Mevatel Malachas Chol HaMoed. To come a group of Yisharim and say, from the fact that Rabbi Yom Ramal even dreamt of making such a statement, so it sounds like he's working with the assumption that Malachas Chol HaMoed is Derabbanan. So in the Chinami, if something is Derabbanan, right? So we have rules that sometimes we know when you have a Tekanas Chachamim, and a Tekanas Chachamim was instituted, and it's not accomplishing what it's supposed to accomplish, so then sometimes the later Beisdin has the right to reanalyze and to see, can we be Mevatel or not? So there are klolim in how to be Mevatel Yisurim Derabbanan. There's a klal that the Beisdin will go with Chacham of a Minyan, so that a later Beisdin can uproot a Tekan of the previous Beisdin, and they feel that that's the correct thing to do for that generation. So that's what Rabbi Abba Momo meant. So since Malachas Chol HaMoed is only Derabbanan, so then he's analyzing and he's saying, you know what, it's only Derabbanan, it's not accomplishing anything anyway, and Fakir is having a detrimental effect, so we might as well get rid of it, we might as well be Mevatel the Tekan. Rabbi Avraham Mamel never really did it. He said, "Ilu haya misha yimnei, if I would have been matzliach." He wasn't matzliach. Why wasn't he matzliach? Maybe he wasn't a beis and chacham minyan who instituted balachas chalam moed, which someone's been on the books for thousands of years. The yisur balachas chalam moed. So Rabbi Avraham was just saying, if I would be strong enough, if I would be powerful enough, if I would be smart enough, if I would be a beis and a gadol b'chacham minyan, I would have been able to do it. So a couple of group of rishonim and pin themselves on this rishalmi and say, "Oh, you see from Rabbi Avraham Mamel's discussion that it must be Balachas Chalam Moed is Derabban. If it would have been Deraita, so then it would have been this would have been an absurd discussion. We can't even begin to discuss the possibility of Mevatel Adin Deraita." What do the other Rishonim have to say about this? How do the other Rishonim respond to this objection? The Chayit is Mamash Black and White Raya from the Rishalmi. The Balachas Chalam Moed is in fact going to be Derabban. What would the Rashbam say? So one could read the Rishalmi in a very, very toned-down way. One could read the Rishalmi that Rabbi Avraham Mamel never chalila meant to say that he was seriously considering him vata malachas chalamayit. Rabbi Avraham Mamel wasn't saying b'taras halacha, he was saying b'taras musa. He's like getting up and giving a musa shmus to Klal Yisrael. He's saying, you know, you're not keeping chalamayit properly and you're doing the exact antithesis of what chalamayit was supposed to accomplish. And if it was up to me, I'd be vata chalamayit. He never chalila meant that as a halachic statement. He meant it as a drush, but we say, where the rabbi speaks in a sermon Shabbos morning, is not the same lashon that you necessarily speak with in Shabbos afternoon. When you give a shiur to Mincha Meir, but Teres Halacha, they're two different disciplines. So it could be like the Rambam and Moshe. The Rambam and Moran Avuchim writes sometimes very different things than he writes in Mishnah Torah. They're two different Mahalchim of Torah, they're two different Halachim of Torah, so sometimes present things in a different light. So maybe Rabbi Avraham Mamel shouldn't be read as a halachic statement that he's saying that the Balachas Chalam Moed is Taka Derabanan, and therefore I would be Mevatlet, and Nebuch, I'm not a Beis Din Kol B'Chachon Minyan. Or Rabbi Avraham Mamel was saying is that he's trying to get the Olam into it. He's trying to say that, listen guys, you're not keeping Chalam Moed properly. So if you take that approach to the Rishalmi, then the Rishalmi is not a riot anything, and then it's irrelevant to our discussion. But many of the Rishonim didn't assume this way. Many of the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim assumed that Rabbi Avraham Mamel's statement was supposed to be taken with the utmost seriousness. That if he meant that he would be mevatel malachas chalamayid, so he really, honest to goodness, meant it in a halachic context. And Hadra Kushal Aduchta, we're back to square one. How could you say such a thing? The malachas chalamayid is deraisa. What's the havamini shem havamini of being mevatel? So this question of how to read the Rishami is really, in a sense, rephrasing a much more basic question about malachas chalamayid. A much basic, fundamental question that all the Rishonim have to deal with, and that's as follows. At the end of the day, the Gemara's in Moikot and the Mishnayos and the Sugya's in Moikot say that not all Malach is also in Chalam Moed. We know that for a fact. There are a whole series of categories of Halachos that are in fact mutter to be done in Chalam Moed. Just the sum which, again, if you're unmarried, have already bumped into some of these categories, Dover Aved. So we all know that if something is going to be a significant loss, so a Dover Aved is mutter on Chalam Moed. Well, let's say Lemoshel. There's halacha that things which are mitzarech ha-moed, if they're a ma'aseh hedyot, if they're not a very talented, complicated craftsman type of work, so a meleches tzarech ha-moed done through a ma'aseh hedyot is permissible. That klal is the underlying klal throughout Masechet Moikot, and the problem is that in order to express this klal, the Gemara Moikot can give you 35 different types of examples of ma'aseh umuns and ma'aseh hedyot. The problem is none of us live in bubble in the 500, so we can't figure out what in the world the cases are. That's the problem with Masechet Moikot, in a nutshell. The klal of Chol HaMoed are fairly simple. The illustrations are impossible. So, but that's the klal that permeates throughout the entire Masechet, that if it's a ma'aseh hedyot, l'tzarech ha-moed is mutter. If it's a ma'aseh umun, so l'tzarech ha-moed is aser. So we find that Tzarech HaMoed sometimes things are mutter, and we find that Dover Ovid is sometimes mutter, we find sometimes Tzarech HaRav are mutter. There are half a dozen things that are mutter on Chol HaMoed. So come to Rishonim and say the following cheshbon. If you hold that the whole Malachas Chol HaMoed, Hakol Mikol Kol, is on a Midrabanan, so then I understand these categories. It's all Midrabanan, Hey Mom, Hey Mom, so the Chachamim decided they want Chol HaMoed to look different than the rest of the year. After all, it's a mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov in Chol HaMoed, and it's a time you can bring a carbon chagig on Chol HaMoed, and you're still eating masa, and there's an Issa Chametz, and the sukkahs you're eating in the sukkah. So there are a lot of wonderful, deraisitika concepts that are taking place on Chol HaMoed, but Malach is not one of them. According to those who show, Malach Chol HaMoed is on a midrabanan. But the Chabad felt that we don't want it to be a regular day, so we want to institute this idea of an Issa Malacha, but we don't want to drive everybody crazy. We don't want people to be impossible for a whole week not to do anything. So, hey, Mama, hey, Mama, so the Chabad Mishar, they felt Dover of it, that's not pretty important. You can't ask the Dover of it. Tzarech HaMoed, okay, so you do it either in Ma'aseh Hedyot, or even if you do Ma'aseh Umen, you do it Ayde Shinui. So, Machshir Rechol Nefesh, Rechol Nefesh, they give you a few things that are necessary to keep the Simchas Yontif going. So the Chacham, hey, mom, hey, mom, the Chacham made these categories, and they told you what's mutter and what's also. So if you hold them, Alechas Chalamoid is the Rabbanan, the categories, the distinctions within Chalamoid make a lot of sense. But if you hold them, Alechas Chalamoid is the Araisa. So where does this come from? What kind of Chalam are these? What kind of Alechas are these? This is also, this is mutter, this is mutter, this is also. Where in the world did this come from? What kind of Alechas is this? So come to Rishonim, and basically all present a similar type of an idea. Come to Rishonim and say, even if you hold that Melechas Chalamoyed is the Araisa, it's not the Seirish Torah. The Torah doesn't say, V'edav Hashem Moshe Lema, don't do work in Chalamoyed. If anything, the Torah says the opposite. The Torah says, V'yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh Kom Melechas Avod Lo Sa'asu, V'yom HaShvi Mikra Kodesh Kom Melechas Avod Lo Sa'asu. If anything, the implication of the Torah Shem Chsav is that there's no Issam Melecha on Chalamoyed. Hello, what? The Torah does use the phrase Mikra Kodesh, calls it Moed Hashem, calls it Mikra Kodesh, calls it Chagamatas Tishma, Shivas Yomim. It speaks about the whole week, the whole unit of 7 days. It speaks about the Cholamoid. The Torah refers to Cholamoid. So come a group of Rishonim and say, the Melechas Cholamoid are Diaraisa, but they're in the following category, Lomisara HaKosav El Lechachomim. They're a very, very unique category in Halacha that it's not blatant Issa Malacha. It's not an absolute, definitive Issa Malacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spelled out to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're allowed to do this and you're not allowed to do this. On Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, there are 39 categories of Malacha. Those are Osir and everything else is Mutar. On Yom Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, there are 39 categories of Malacha. A few of them, a handful of them are Mutar because of Eichel Nefesh, but short of the head of Eichel Nefesh, everything else remains the Isuro Midaraisa. On Chalamoyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented the story that you should refrain from Malach and Chalamoyed, but it's not the same as Yom Tov. L'Mesar Kosev El L'Chachamim. So the Chachamim convey what's Asur and what's Mutar. So these Chalamim that the Chachamim create, what's Asur and what's Mutar, this is all we were makes up, all the distinctions, all these fine distinctions within Hilchos Chalamoyed, Tavram, it is Mutar, this is Asur, and that's Asur, and that's Mutar. These are in the category of Malach L'Mesar Kosev El L'Chachamim. So even if you hold that Melechas Chalamoyed is deraisa, you can't say the Lamates Melechas Asurim deraisa. You can't say it's also under all circumstances. Even if you hold that it's Mamish deraisa, you still have to be willing to be Moida that there are certain things that are Mutar. So comes the Ramban, is quoted by a group of Rishonim. There's an Emukha Yosef, another Rishonim will quote the Ramban. There's a little bit of a discrepancy in the Ramban. If you look at the original Chiddush Ramban, it sounds a little bit different, but the way all the Talmidim in the Ramban seem to have this idea that what the Ramban was saying is the following he said. The Ramban says that when the Torah authored Melechas Chalamoid, so there were certain things that were written, even according to those Rishonim, that Melechas Chalamoid is deraisa, there were certain things that clearly were not deraisa. What were the things that were clearly not deraisa? Torah Chalamoid. Anything that's a Torah Chalamoid, by definition, was never deraisa. Cannot be deraisa. Or, Dover of it, anything that's going to cause a person a hefsid. So one could even argue that's like also like a shtickle tzorech hamoed. It's going to ruin the person's yomtiv. He's going to be so upset that all the stuff is his field's getting overflown and his property is getting destroyed. So anything that's enhancing yomtiv, either b'teres tzorech hamoed or b'teres tzorech avid, is not the araisa. There's no question about that. So comes the Ramban and in effect says that is melachas chalamoed the araisa or is melachas chalamoed the rabbanon? It's a tough question. Because the answer is some of the araisa and some of the rabbanon. Whatever is tzorech hamoed cannot possibly be also the araisa. Even if it's done ayidei ma'isa uman, even if it's done without a shino, even if it's done with the way that tachad the halacha asers, says the rabban, that's only isurim the rabbanon. Or let's say davar aved. So even davar aved, there are certain limitations. You're not allowed to do a davar aved ayidei tircha meruba. If it's a big hassle to do it, like the sugya is the beginning of my days. Dover Ovid is mutter, but if it's a big, big hassle, you got to really work up a sweat, you're not allowed to do that, even for a Dover Ovid. So comes the Ramban and says, those are chumras midrabban, and those are not deraisa. Midraisa, anything that's tzarechayim moyed, anything that's Dover Ovid, it's hefte gomer, finished, end of discussion. It's not shayach that anything, excuse me, it's not shayach that the Torah would have asked for such things. The only things that are possibly deraisa, says the Ramban, things which are not Dover Oved, things which are not Latzarech HaMoyed. So in effect, as the Ramban, there's really a third possibility. We started out the Shia by saying, it's Melechas Chalamoyed D'Araisa, Melechas Chalamoyed D'Rabbanan. Says the Ramban, it depends. Some things are D'Araisa, and some things are D'Rabbanan. So Melechas Dover Oved is for sure Mutamid D'Araisa. Davra Aved, I'm sorry, Melechas Tzor Chamari is Hashua Mutta Midaraisa. Melechas Davra Aved is Hashua Mutta Midaraisa. But Midarabanan, even those things are sometimes also, depending on the details. But there are some types of Melechas Chalamari which are in fact Asura Midaraisa. This is the Ramban's approach. Once you accept this approach of the Ramban, once you're willing to go halfway with the Ramban and tone down Melechas Chalamari Midaraisa, even though it's sad that Melechas Chalamari is Mamish Midaraisa, there are cases that are only Asura Midarabanan, then we can go back to the Yerushalmi. What did the Yerushalmi say? What was that confusing Yerushalmi that the Arba Mamal says that he would have done away with Melechas Chol HaMoed? He would have been Mevatel the Isurim of Chol HaMoed. What do you mean? If Melechas Chol HaMoed is also Midaraisa, who are you to be Mevatel? So come a group of Yerushalmi and say, Rabbi Arba Mamal meant this as follows. Abadah the Deraisa, the Kapati wouldn't have touched. There's no way he could have touched the Isurim Deraisa. Things which were not Dovra of it, and things which are not Tzarech HaMoed, for a guy to go decide to build a house on Chol HaMoed. He's not going to live until after Chol HaMoed anyway. So there's no Tzarech HaMoed and there's no Dover of it. He's just stumbling Malacha just like that. So if yeah, that would Taka be Yosem and Deraisa. Rabbi Avraham never meant to take that on. Rabbi Avraham never meant to be Mevatel that. He wasn't at the Kerech to be Mevatel that. But Rabbi Avraham meant that even within Malacha's Chol HaMoed, Tzarech HaMoed, that will Tzarech HaMoed Mutter. It has to be a Maisa Hedyon, not a Maisa Uman. If it's a Maisa Uman, you have to do Raiti Shinui. Or let's say Dover Aved. Well, the Ma'isa, not all Dover Dvarma Avudim are Amutter. It's Tirchem Rubit Tach Asar. Those Chumras the Rabbanan, those things that the Chachamim added on at a later point to enhance Melechas Chol HaMoed, to make Melechas Chol HaMoed a little more Chumra than the Deraisa, take a definition of Chol HaMoed, that Rabbi Abba is willing to take on. That Rabbi Abba is willing to go on record and say, I would have gotten rid of those things, because those things are not helping us. They're just making people not do anything on Chol HaMoed, and therefore people are getting into trouble. But told by Vilo Deishimum. The Rabbah almost says, that I would have taken on. But the real Deraisas, I never would have attacked. So at the end of the day, we have this fundamental shaila, is Melechas Chol HaMoed Deraisa Derabanan? The answer is that there are really three distinct shitas in the Rishonim. There are one group of Rishonim who say that it's Mamish Derabanan. The whole thing is Derabanan. Chol Mevaza Samoados isn't talking about that. The whole thing is Derabanan. Rabbi Avraham Mamal meant exactly what he said. He would have done away with all the Chol HaMoed HaKol Mikol Chol. That's one extreme. Then you have another extreme, which says that Melechas Chol HaMoed is really Deraisa. Whatever you're not allowed to do in Chol HaMoed, it's not awesome in Deraisa. And now you have a third category that says that no, the Ramban Shita, that is Melechas Chol HaMoed Deraisa, the Rabbanon, it depends. Some things are Deraisa, some things are Derabanan, and Rabbi Abba Momel never would have taken on something which is Deraisa. No, it's still no. Whatever castles either Tzarech HaMoed or Dover of it is Mutter mit Deraisa. If it's Tzarech HaMoed, that's Mutter.
But it's just Mutter for everything. It doesn't make that
Malacha. No, it doesn't make that Malacha. No, it means that you have another guy who wants to write, and it's not with Tzarech HaMoed, so that would be an Issa Deraisa, right? According to Ramban. It's very nice, Kabin Ladina. Whether Malacha Chol HaMoed is Deraisa, but otherwise you have to keep it anyway. So what's the difference? So there's a long day Malacha in the Sifta and Ramakamos. We're not going to read we're not really going to read it. We'll just, those who want to read it can read it. The Bre'a Malacha, Simen Tov Kuf Lamed, quotes the whole Shiloh, all the different sheetahs of Deraisa, the Rabbanan, and now he points out that L'chaira, there should be a big Nafkamina. What should be the Nafkamina? So if you skip all the way down, Behine, it's about six lines from the bottom. After quoting you 20 sheetahs that say B'lech Chol HaMoed is also Deraisa, and 20 say the Rabbanan, so at the very, very end, six lines from the bottom, the first one is Min HaTorah. Behine, L'fi Das Kol HaPoskim HaElu, Kishayizdamin is a suffix in Melechas Chol HaMoed. What's the halacha if you have a suffix in Melechas Chol HaMoed? If a machlokes is a place in Melechas Chol HaMoed, you have a shaila, we're not sure what the din is. Is it mutter, is it osur? So what do you do? So the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah that whenever you have a suffix in a derais, you have to go to Chumra. You have a suffix in a derabanan, you have to write to go to Kula. So what's the status of Melechas Chol HaMoed? Suffix, Melechas Chol HaMoed. There are many shayas that come up with Chol HaMoed that were not machriya la halacha. So what's the din? Do we have to go to Chumra, the Kula? So comes the Bialoch and says, if he does call a place of Eilu, according to all these Rishonim I just quoted, Kishi is Daman is a suffix with Melechas Chol HaMoed. So we won't read the brackets for a second, we'll come back to it. Tzarech Lahachmir, do suffix Mishal Torah. So he says that it's the Mamash Shaila of a Deraisa. So then he says, well, we're not sure, do we possibly make this? And then the last line he says, a kopon an Eil Lamar Lahakel Kiyum Tzarech Grovel. The Bialoch says that don't be so quick to be making on a suffix Melechas Chol HaMoed, because we're not so convinced that it's a derabanan. Ken Zion is really a deraisa. So we go back to that bracket that we skipped a moment ago. The Beralocha says, Levad me'advarim shaladas Ramban barash v'hem derabonim. He's alluding to the Ramban that we just said. You could theoretically have a suffix in Uchas Chalamoyin in one of two kinds of scenarios. You can have something which midarais is really mutter. Let's say something is happens to be l'tzorech hamoyin. And now we have some kind of a suffix. Is this a ma'isa hegel or ma'isa uman, for argument's sake? If it's a ma'isa uman, it's also a ma'isa hegel, it's mutter. But l'ma'isa it's tzorech hamoyin. You need it for yomtif. So is that mutter or not? So comes the Beralocha and says, according to the Ramban, that's not a suffix derais, that's a suffix derabonim. Because once it's labeled, once it falls into the category of tzorech hamoyin, so the midarais, that's taka mutter. So midarais, that's not a problem. So now it's a shalav derabonim. If it's a ma'isa uman, it's also a derabonim. So it's a suffix derabonim. Suffix derabonim is l'kula. But let's say you have something which is for sure a dover of it. There's no shalav that it's a dover of it. But we're not sure that it's tirchem rubanan. So I have to tell. Some people do sweat a lot when they do it. Some people don't sweat a lot. So I have to know, is this going to be a tirchem or not? So that's not a shalav derais. According to the Ramban, once it's dover of it, so midarais, it's mutter. Because the whole chumrah of not doing a dover shall tirchem ruba, notwithstanding the fact that it's a dover of it, that's only chumrah midarabon. So then, yeah, my suffix derabon on the kula. Masha enkein, what would the halacha be if you have a real suffix with a suffix of a dover of it? And you really can't tell that it's a dover of it. What's the halacha? 50-50 chance. Maybe I'll lose the customer, I won't lose the customer. It's a 50-50 chance of a dover of it. So are you allowed to be makel outright? So comes the halacha, so it's not so simple. Because according to those who should say that melechus chalamoid is deraisa, so then that's back to the suffix deraisa. So that would be a suffix deraisa l'chumrah. That's what the halacha concludes. Ein lemar l'hakom kim l'tzorah v'gadol. He's not willing to go on record to be makel on a suffix melechus deraisa on chalamoid. So a whole part of it's important not just academically to know whether melechus chalamoid is deraisa or not, but it's important to know afi halacha in terms of how does this play out l'maisa in terms of shveikta. So we're back to the three original shittas. Either Malachas Chalamoid is Lagamri Derabon, that's the simplest sheet, but that reads into the Rishambi beautifully, and then Mevazas and Mevazas cannot possibly mean that. Well, the other extreme is that Malachas Chalamoid is the Mavisha Diaraisa, the Chol Tokfo, it's the Issa Diaraisa, and that could be what the Rashbam meant when he said Chol Mevazas and Mevazas is Mamish, also Malachas Chalamoid, and then you have the third category, the Ramban sheet, which seems to be the way the Be'alocha seems to be siding, seems to be passing like the middle ground, like the Ramban and the Rashba, that Malachas Chalamoid is Diaraisa sometimes. Certain shahs of Malachas Chalamoid are Diaraisa, but certain shahs of Malachas Chalamoid are clearly not Diaraisa. The Diaraisa ones would be Suffolk L'chumra, the Derabbanans would be Suffolk L'kula. There is another shaila that comes up. We spoke about this, I think, several years ago. We'll just allude to it for a moment now. There is another shaila that comes up, which, according to at least many of Rishonim, also revolves around whether Malachas Chalamoid is deraisa or not. And that's the issue of tefillin on Chalamoid. So, I'm sure everybody's aware of the fact there is no clear-cut Gemara that says one way or the other. If there would be a clear-cut Gemara, then you wouldn't have what we find in our shuls. If you have the people putting on tefillin, half of them not putting on tefillin. So the Rishonim are split down the line, whether you have to wear tefillin on Chalamoid or not. What's the shayla? So it all revolves around one word, one simple word in the Chumash. Os. The Torah says, Ikshatim la'osa yadecha, so the Gemara says, Rasha, you have to wear tefillin on the day that requires an oath. Yatsu Shabbosos Yom Tovim, Shein Asman Os. The Shabbos and Yom Tov Gufa are considered to be an oath. So whenever something is an oath, you don't need the oath of tefillin. It's like Gemara Masechas Menachos. So the Rishonim raised the following shayla. Is Chalamoid considered to be an oath? So many Rishonim say, well, what characteristic of Shabbos and Yom Tov gives it the status of an oath? The Yisum Alocha, so the Yisum Alocha and Shabbos and Yom Tov, that creates the Chalashem of an oath, and that's the poter from Tefillin. So what about Chalamoid? Is Chalamoid called an oath or not? So the Chur, depends on everything we said up till now. If you hold that all of the Alochas Chalamoid is their Abon, and Hakal Mikol Kol, so how can you call that an oath? Tefillin is a mitzvah d'araisa. So we're trying to figure out, is there a ptur from Tefillin d'araisa? The only way to be poter from Tefillin d'araisa is to label Chalamoid as an oath. If Malachas Chalamoid is their Abon, what kind of oath is that? That's not a good oath. If Malachas Chalamoid is deraisa in some form, either the extreme version of the Rashbam, or even the toned-down version of the Ramban and the Rashba, as long as there's some Malachas Chalamoid that's also deraisa, so that's good for us. Those who don't want to wear tefillin, that's good. Maybe bad for us who want to go to work, but it's good for us who don't want to wear tefillin. So come a group of Rishonim, the Rosh, and others who say that whether or not you wear tefillin on Chalamoid ultimately boils down to tonight's Shia. If Malachas Chalamoid is deraisa, then you don't wear tefillin on Chalamoid. If Malachas Chalamoid is derabanan, then you do wear tefillin on Chalamoid. That's what some Rishonim say. And other Mishnah, Taisus writes that it could be that this whole discussion about Malachas Chalamoid Deraisa Rabban is irrelevant in terms of Tefillin. Because who says that it's the Yisra Malacha Shabbo that creates the Shem Os? Maybe it's the Mitzvah Hayom Shabbo. Maybe the fact that there are mitzvahs to be done on a particular day, special conditions of man, it's the chayim and mitzvahs, that creates the shaylos. Even if the old melechas chalamoid is derabbanan, doesn't mean the concept of chalamoid is derabbanan. Nobody could say that. Of course the Torah treats these days different. Of course there are mitzvahs that are no-goes on the days of chalamoid, bidarais, and there aren't no-goes on a regular weekday on Pesach, Harayim, and Alayim, Chometz. According to some Rishon, there's a mitzvah chilus matzah, it's a kilus, or we get chalamoid perhaps on Sukkot, there's a mitzvah derais in the Sukkah. If a mikdash is a mitzvah derais in the tilus lulav. There's a mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, there's a mitzvah of Hakkar B'chagiga, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom of Deraisa. Kama v'kama mitzvahs Deraisa that a Noah goes on Cholamayim, where the Mavach is one of them, is a Machloikis. So comes Tosfos and writes that maybe what creates the Chalashem of an Os on the Shabbos and Yom Tov is not necessarily the Yisim Malacha, any mitzvah suffices. So it can find that Malachas Cholamayim is only Midrabban. It could be the whole Malachas Cholamayim is Derabban. Hakol Mikol Kol, and still you don't wear tefillin on Cholamayim because since there's an Isra Chilas Chomet on Cholamoid, that's the Yos. Or there's a Mitzvah Sheshiva Sukkah on Cholamoid, that's the Yos. So it could be that the two Shirim have nothing to do with each other. So this Shiloh, when the Malach Cholamoid, the Raisa, the Rabbanan, has Nafkaminas. It has Nafkaminas and Hukos Malach on Cholamoid. Whether or not it also carries over and spills over Nafkaminas, in terms of Tulun, is up for grabs. That all depends on how one defines the status of Yos. Is Yos a function of Isra Malach, or is it also a function of other, perhaps other Mitzvahs Hayom?